President Obama announced he'd like to make community college accessible to everybody. Under his plan, that would mean making the first 2 years of community college free through a federal matching grant for qualified students. Paul Fain is with us to describe the president's plan. He's a news editor for Inside Higher Ed. Paul, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me on.
So what's the goal of this proposal? Why community colleges in particular?
Well, I think the president has said that the main goal is to get as many students as possible into the higher education pipeline. And, you know, community college students can transfer on to get a bachelor's degree. They also stand a better chance of getting a job and, as he says, entering the middle class.
I know some of the funding details are still up in the air, but what do we know so far about how this would affect who pays what for a community college?
Well, the taxpayer estimate that we heard today from the White House is that this would be about $6 billion a year. Once again, that is an estimate. $60 billion over 10, they're saying. That would be to make up the difference between existing federal aid and what states would be contributing. And that means states that would participate in this towards the total cost of tuition and fees for community college. And the White House is saying for, you know, students in these participating states, it would be about $3,800 in savings per year for each student.
And so states would decide whether or not to sign on. If they did, the feds would cover a big chunk of this, but the states would have to make up the gap, right?
Correct. The federal contribution would be 75% or three quarters, and that would include existing federal aid programs like the Pell Grant, this new money, if it does come. And, you know, the interplay between the Pell Grants and whatever this money might be is still kind of a mystery, and the details for that have not been released yet.
And are we talking about, you know, a student just out of high school here, or maybe somebody later in their career who wants to retrain for a different line of work?
Good question. As I understand it, to some extent, this is based on a new and a very promising program out of Tennessee that is based on students who are just out of high school. The Tennessee Promises, it's called, scholarship. Pretty similar. It is for students who just graduated. 90% of the state's high school graduates from last year signed up. I think that is the primary focus, is getting folks to go directly from high school.
And tell me more about the Tennessee Promise. How long have they been doing that? It sounds like it's gotten a big response so far.
It was just passed last year by a Republican governor, interestingly, who appeared, Governor Haslam, with the president today in Tennessee, as well as two Republican senators from Tennessee. So, you know, the president's really trying to make this a bipartisan idea, showing that it kind of bubbled up from Republicans. But yeah, this is a scholarship that does a very similar thing. It fills the gap between what the feds pay and the total cost of tuition. So it would be two free years of tuition. And the state of Tennessee actually set aside a $300 million endowment from lottery funds to pay for it. So even when Haslam is gone, that money presumably would still be there. It wouldn't be subject to the whims of annual budgeting.
What's been the reaction so far in the higher education world to this suggestion from the president?
There's a lot of excitement. I had a community college system president, the president of the Indiana Community College System, Tom Snyder. He called it the GI Bill for the 21st century. Obviously one of the most noteworthy proposals in higher education in years. There's certainly some concern. You know, usually when government does come up with new spending ideas, it means the money comes from elsewhere. I think there are some four-year colleges that might be concerned about this driving students away from them or funding. But I think the message that, you know, college is for everyone and that this generation of students, you know, the doors are open to them, has largely been met with positive.
Now, presumably the hope is that there's going to be some kind of economic payoff here. What's the thinking behind getting more students past a high school degree into some community college as far as the future of the economy goes?
Well, there are 31 million Americans out there with some college and no degree. And, you know, that's a problem that few would deny. And I think the idea here is to get students to get something, to earn a certificate, to earn an associate degree, and to enter the workforce, and then maybe later go on to get a bachelor's degree. There's been some really promising research that shows that certificates and associate degrees really do land good jobs. And I think that's where this idea does have some bipartisan support, in part because businesses and Republicans, I think, see that this can be good for the workforce, the economy, and for hiring by companies.
Are there particular kinds of education and careers that we're focusing toward? Maybe healthcare, where there are a lot of jobs, a high tech, where there's sometimes talk of a lack of trained high tech workers?
Those are two of the big ones, for sure. Healthcare is big, IT, some of the, what we call it, STEM fields as well, you know, engineering and science. But it can be other things, too. It can be certificates as well. The president is looking at making this a transfer pathway, meaning from an associate degree to a bachelor's degree, also some of the technology certificates. You know, welding is a job that has a tremendous demand, very high pay, sometimes over $100,000 a year, and you can get those certificates at a community college.
How well do you think this is going to go over in the country, maybe on the political side as opposed to the higher education side?
Well, it certainly faces an uphill battle, but all new funding in the federal government does. It's going to be tough for sure. There's already been some negative reaction from Republicans. It's a little harder to oppose the idea than some other ones. I think most people want to see, you know, more access to community colleges and higher education, and I do think the president, you know, was canny in doing this with Republicans in a state that is dominated by Republican leadership. So there's certainly some bipartisan interest, but new spending is always a tough sell.
You mentioned again Tennessee. They've got this program there, support for it from the Republican governor there. Have other states or even local areas experimented with anything like this in recent years?
Good question. Two states, Oregon and Mississippi, floated bills last year to do a similar thing. They didn't go anywhere, in part because of the money. Chicago, the city colleges of Chicago, which is a big community college system, has just recently started a similar scholarship that is going to happen. It's much narrower, however. It has a little bit stricter eligibility requirements for students. They have to have a 3.0, and by some estimates, only about 3,000 of the 20,000 students who graduate from Chicago high schools would qualify for it. But it is, you know, it's a similar idea, and the president actually celebrated that in the last couple of days as well.
We had an email from a listener. Paul says, I went to a well-regarded public high school, but a lot of it was kind of slow and inefficient academically before or maybe alongside extending public education yet further. They should fix what we already have so that students aren't wasting so much time in their earlier years. So maybe focus on what we're trying to accomplish in community college by doing more of it in the high school years, Paul is saying. What do you think, Paul Fain?
Well, the person who's identified, Paul, I should say, a really key problem. A lot of students come into community college not prepared for college-level work, and the community colleges themselves have to remediate that. I would say that there's a lot of work going on at community colleges to work more directly with high schools. You'd think that had been happening before, but it wasn't as much as it should to align the curriculums, even sometimes to send community college faculty members into high schools to really make sure that students have the right math and English skills when they get to college. And, you know, I think one big question for the president's plan is it's 2 free years of community college. Very few students actually complete their associate's degree in 2 years. Oftentimes it's because they're working, but sometimes it's because they do have those remedial needs and can't actually get through the material in time.
We'll leave it there for now. Paul, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me on. Enjoyed it.
That's Paul Fain. He's news editor for Inside Higher Ed.